Today is Friday, the 20th of December, in the third week of Advent. Imogen Foe sings, "You are my hiding place." A setting of Psalm 32 from the Psalms Project. You are my hiding place, from trouble you will protect me. As you enter into prayer today, can you take some comfort from this setting of today's psalm? That God will protect you and guide you. In Him you can trust and are safe. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Try and imagine this scene. Firstly, what can you see? Where does this take place? What's the place like? Is it indoors or outdoors? What time of day is it? What is Mary wearing? What does she look like? What does the angel Gabriel look like? What else can you see? Now imagine what they are saying. Listen to the conversation. Hear the amazing news that Gabriel tells Mary and her response. What do you hear? Now consider for a few moments what they are doing, what is taking place. Gabriel carrying God's message to Mary. Mary placing herself at God's service to bring God's Son into the world. The fulfillment of God's promise to send us the Saviour we yearn for. Finally, reflect on yourself for a few moments and what you have felt and experienced in these last minutes. You might want to end by speaking to God about this, telling the Lord about your own feelings and desires as you witness the unfolding of this divine plan.
O Wisdom,
Lord and Ruler,
Root of Jesse,
Key of David,
Rising Sun,
King of the Nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.